Let's call Christopher D. Philippus.
We're calling Christopher D. Philippus. He has no idea why we're calling him.
Can I not call him?
We are on vacation, so we figured we'd do a little thing. And let's see how it works. See on speakerphone?
Hello!
Trek Explorers!
Hi, guys.
Welcome to Trek Exploration. I'm Albie.
I'm Serenity.
I'm Chris.
Hey, yes, you are. And you are on Gold Press Latinum Cab. There are two players in this game. One person will read questions, and you and I will answer them. Are you ready, Christopher D. Philippus?
I am never ready, but as ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right. First question goes to you.
In Gene Roddenberry's original treatment for Star Trek, what was the name of the starship?
It was the ship that he was on. I want to say it's not the Potemkin, but I'll just say the Potemkin, but I know I'm wrong.
No, the answer was Starship Yorktown.
Yorktown.
Yorktown. You should know that from because you're from Yorktown.
Womp womp.
Okay, Mike, my turn.
Who was the first actor to play a member of all three major alien races in Star Trek?
Oh, this is for me. I would go either Mark Leonard. He played two characters I know of. No, three, you said?
Yeah, three.
J.G. Hurst, no. I'm going to go with, Jeffrey Combs.
No, the answer was Mark Leonard.
Mark Leonard.
I knew that one. Yeah, he was the first crab-headed Klingon.
Oh, like what, Star Trek 1 or 2 or something? 1.
In the motion picture.
Motion picture.
He was the Romulan commander. He was a Vulcan. And he was the Klingon that gets wiped out by V'ger.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Now, Chris, to you.
Yes.
What two stars of Star Trek Deep Space Nine were married in real life in 1997?
That would be Nina Visitor and Siddig El Fadil, or Alexander Siddig, depending on how you want to read it.
Correct.
Woo! Ding, 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 ding.
Now, Dad.
Yes.
What is Sulu's primary position on the USS Enterprise?
He drives the ship.
That is correct. Helmsman.
Helmsman? Yes.
He makes it go.
He makes it go.
Chris!
Yes?
Which Star Trek captain has an artificial heart?
Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Now, Dad.
Yes?
Captain Picard has an artificial heart because a member of what species stabbed him?
Nosikin.
Correct.
Because human played Dom John.
Nosikin.
Chris?
Now Chris.
Yeah.
Who was the first real astronaut to appear in any Star Trek episode?
The first real astronaut? I know I'm going to be wrong. Mike Massimino.
Mike Massimino, our buddy. If one of us don't get it, can the other one steal? How does that work?
Yes, the other one can steal.
I'm going to say from Next Generation, she worked Chief O'Brien's console in the transporter room, and it was Mae Jameson.
Correct.
Woohoo! Okay.
Wow, I could have stolen the Mark Leonard one.
Oh, that's
true. But now we know.
Now we know. Okay, zero steals, because he knew Mark Leonard. He really knew Mark Leonard, so he knows his stuff.
I'm really not even keeping score, so...
Neither are we. It's just for fun.
Yeah.
This is an end more.
Yeah, this is an end more, by the way.
Gotcha.
Okay, now whose turn is it to answer what?
Now, Dak.
Okay, yes.
NBC rejected the pilot for Star Trek. What famous comedian got them to take another look?
Lucille Ball.
Correct.
Yes.
Now, Chris! Ooh.
Yes.
What is Deanna Troi's favorite food?
Chocolate.
Ooh. Correct.
I knew that one.
Now, Jack.
Yes.
What weapon did Kirk and Spock use when they fought for possession of T'Pring, I think?
Yeah.
During Spock's Ponfar ritual in Amok Tarn?
It's a stick with a big weight on one end and a round blade on the other end. I don't know what it's called. Chris can steal it, but I know what it is.
But I don't know what it is. I can see it in my mind's eye, and it was during the Calathe.
Yeah, I could draw a picture of it, but I couldn't tell you what it's called.
I'm going to say it's the Jumja stick.
Jumja no. stick.
Alerpa.
I would never have gotten that.
I'm going to go LARPing with Alerpa.
There you go.
Now, Chris.
Yes.
Who was originally cast as Captain Janeway?
Jean-Pierre Bujold.
Correct.
Woo.
Now, Dad.
Yes.
Which character serves as the head of security for the space station Deep Space Nine?
That would be Odo.
Correct.
Played by Rene Auberjonois.
The late great Rene Auberjonois.
Of Benson fame.
Now.
It's Clayton Endicott III.
It was him.
Chris.
Yes.
Who created the Bajoran wormhole?
Who created it? It was always there. It was stabilized. I guess the prophets?
Correct.
Or the wormhole aliens?
Yep. The wormhole aliens, prophets, ding, 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 ding.
Yep. Now, Dad.
Yes.
What type of weapon technology does a phaser use?
Pew, pew, pew. I'm going to say lightning in a bottle.
Nope. Chris, would you like to steal?
What kind of weapon technology does a phaser use?
Yup.
Yeah. Like it's lasers?
Lasers. Laser beams.
Particle beam weapons. I'll give it to you guys.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know.
Wow, yeah. That's a deep dive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Chris!
Chris.
That's me.
In which Star Trek series did writer Larry Niven introduce the cat-like alien race, the Kazinti?
The Kazinti, that was in the animated series. The
Correct.
Slaver weapon was the episode.
Correct.
Oh, yes, the slaver weapon. I used to call it the slaver weapon because I didn't know.
Okay, yeah, I think they said slaver weapon right in the episode.
Oh, okay. Never mind. But it's a true story.
You got to slather that slaver.
Oh, man, slathering the slaver. You got it.
Yeah, that's also a decon scene in Enterprise. I want to hear some Enterprise questions.
Oh, yeah, they got to be in there, right?
Yeah, they got to be in
Whose
there.
Whose turn now?
Okay, Dad.
Yes.
What species known to the Borg as species 329 were deemed unworthy of assimilation?
Oh, 329, not 8472. That's the only designation I know. I'm going to go with Ferengi.
Nope. Chris, would you like to steal?
What species? 329, we'll say the Kazons.
Yes.
Bad hair.
I guessed at that, okay.
Could you imagine a Borg with that hair?
Could you imagine, like, someone that's just such a crappy idea that even the Borg don't want them?
Oh, that's too funny.
Like, you figure even, like, a lowly drone is worth something, right?
Something, yeah, but then the hair maintenance is just too much for the Borg.
I guess.
That'd be cool, though, to see the Kazon Dude made out of those little, plastic, like, conduit wire covers, you know? I don't know. Okay, whose turn for what?
Chris!
My turn.
In the Mirror Universe, what has replaced the United Federation of Planets?
The Empire.
Which one?
The Terran Empire.
Correct!
Wow, he's on fire tonight, folks.
Now, Dad.
Yes.
Data had a cat. What was its name?
Spot.
Correct.
Felis catus. Is your taxonomic nomenclature an endothermic quadruped carnivorous by nature?
Okay.
Okay, then. I didn't know this. Is this like a Philkoff now?
That's poetry that he wrote. Ode to Spot.
Oh, okay.
That's the beginning.
Chris!
Yes, that's me.
Klingon is a real language you can speak now, what Trek actor helped create it?
That would be James Doohan.
Correct! Ooh,
ding, 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 ding. I think because, was it an animated series, Chris?
Like, no, I think it was in the motion picture.
Oh,
it was the first
wow.
time we heard Klingon spoken, like Klingon-y.
Oh, that's right, spoken. That's right.
And it was Morgan Leonard that spoke it.
Oh, cool!
Oh, nice!
Oh, it all ties together.
It all comes around.
Exactly.
It all comes around.
Yeah, I was thinking animated because James Doohan did so many voices. But you're right, you're right. Okay, cool, cool.
Okay.
Yes. My turn.
Dad!
Yes.
What is Lieutenant Uhura's first name?
Nyota.
Correct.
Woo!
Chris!
Yes.
Let's see your Voyager knowledge real quick with this question.
Well, that's it. I'm stuck.
It might be a caretaker question.
What was Seven of Nine's name before she was assimilated by the Borg?
Annika Hansen.
Correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
Correct.
That one I knew.
We all know that.
Uh-oh. We got cops coming up. We're turning the lights off for a second, Chris.
Jesus, it's the fuzz.
Yep. Okay, we can still ask questions. Whose turn is it?
Okay.
He just got 7 or 9, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's Albie's turn.
Dad!
Yes?
Who was the first Vulcan science officer aboard the Starship Enterprise?
Okay, so my first instinct is Spock because he was the first Vulcan in Starfleet, but say that again.
Who was the first Vulcan science officer aboard the Starship Enterprise?
Okay, aboard the Enterprise, not in Starfleet. We're going to go with the Vulcan with the nice bum,
wow.
played by Jolene Blaylock, and that would be T'Pol.
Correct.
Woo!
Chris!
Go for it.
Who was the first Star Trek actor to write a Star Trek story?
The first actor to write a Star Trek story?
The first Star Trek actor, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say Walter Koenig.
Correct!
And it was an episode of the animated series. I think it's One of Our Planets is Missing or something like that.
Wow, deep cut. Good
deep
job.
Deep cut.
I knew it was Walter, but I didn't know the episode.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on the episode.
Either way, you get bonus points.
I believe you. You knew Kazon were no good for the Borg.
They're not good for anybody.
Dad!
Yes?
What future Starfleet captain survived the Battle of Wolf 359?
That would be one Captain Benjamin Sisko.
Correct! Chris!
Yes?
Who serves as the communications officer in the final episode of Star Trek The Original Series?
Who serves as the communications officer? I gotta think it's Uhura.
Nope.
I knew I was gonna be wrong on
it's
that.
It's gotta be Uhura.
Dad, would you like to steal?
This is Turnabout Intruder.
Yeah.
So I would guess Janet Lester, because maybe she was just controlling the whole ship. I don't know.
Nope.
No, I think maybe Lieutenant Smith.
Smith?
It's a lieutenant.
It's a lieutenant?
Lieutenant Jones.
Nope.
Lieutenant Jones Smith.
I don't know.
Lieutenant Lisa.
Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. Who's Lieutenant Lisa?
I don't know.
I don't know.
On the show.
Do you remember that, Chris?
I don't.
I'm going to call shenanigans on that one and say comment down below if that's right or wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Who else?
It's probably right.
Probably. I mean, all the rest have been good.
That.
Yes.
Which of the following was not a founding species of the United Federation of Planets?
Okay.
Andorians? Tellarians?
Tellarians?
Tellarians, I think it's
Tellarites?
Tellarites.
Tellarites.
Bajorans and Vulcans.
Well, since Bajorans didn't join until later, if they did join, I'm still trying to remember. Yeah, okay. Bajorans.
Correct! Chris!
Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
Which alien race did Ronald Reagan say reminded him of Congress?
Which alien alien race reminded him of Congress?
Yes.
The actor?
Well, yeah, I mean, if he is going to make any kind of Star Trek, like he had any Star Trek knowledge, I have to say Klingons.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. What else would he know?
Exactly. Especially like 85, 86, right?
Right, yeah.
83. Yeah. Okay. Klingons. Good.
Dad!
Good job. Deep cut. Okay, what?
Who played Captain Pike's first officer in the cage?
That would be one Majel Barrett Roddenberry.
Correct.
Was she Roddenberry back then?
I don't know.
I think she was just a girlfriend back then.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't say Roddenberry.
Majel Barrett girlfriend.
Yes.
The beautiful Majel Barrett.
Chris!
Yes.
And more.
And our special guest, and more. Okay.
Okay. Chris.
Go for it. What's up? Who wants to go out? Come on. We'll let the dogs out.
Let's do it.
And we're live. We're letting
the
dogs
out. And we're live.
I'm like, oh, wait. Crazy, you two. Outside. Good girl. So now she doesn't want to go outside. Okay. Go ahead, Ben. All right, it's me. Go ahead. Let's
okay. The original series gave us Captain Kirk and crew boldly going where no one had gone before. Who was Captain in the pilot episode of the original Star Trek series?
That would be Captain Christopher Pike.
Correct!
Ding, 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 ding.
Dad?
Yes?
Which comedian had a role written for them? It's Star Trek 4.
Eddie Murphy.
That they ultimately turned down, correct?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep, yep, yep.
Charlie Murphy.
Exactly, Charlie Murphy. Eddie Murphy's brother.
Chris!
It was Eddie Murphy. You were correct,
Eddie Murphy. Okay, Chris's turn.
Chris!
I didn't know that until about 6 months ago.
Really? That's cool.
I learned that just now when I read it.
All right.
Chris!
Game face.
Which Star Trek captain suffers from I can't read that.
You can read it.
It's Jean-Luc Picard.
Yes.
Suffers from what?
I don't know what it is, but it's Jean-Luc Picard.
Did he get it?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Picard does suffer more than any other captain. So whatever it is, he suffers from it.
Yeah.
But what was the question?
Which captain suffers from androgenic alopecia? Baldness.
Oh, yeah.
Alopecia.
Yeah. He got it. Chris
yep.
Got it.
I thought it was going to be that weird syndrome that he has.
Well, either way, you got it.
He's got Bendy syndrome.
Makes your time slip.
Yeah, Bendy syndrome. Makes your time slip all the time. Okay, my turn.
Dad!
Time Slip All the Time was the name of Eddie Murphy's number one hit. Time Slip All the Time.
Time Slip All the Time. I love that one.
Dad!
Yes.
What character dies in the series finale of Star Trek Enterprise? Spoilers if you haven't seen it.
Okay.
Luckily, I have.
Now, I think as Chris knows, I don't believe in this. I don't think it's real. I don't think it happened because it's all in a holodeck. So I'm going to say no, especially because of Section 31. But the answer probably is Charles Tucker III, Trip Tucker.
Yep.
Okay.
Sadly. Yes.
But it's not true.
Still. Chris!
Tis true. He's dead.
No.
Chris.
He hasn't even been born yet.
Ready?
Who is the youngest captain in Starfleet history?
James Tiberius Kirk.
Correct.
I believe he was 34 years old when he became
captain. Wow. That's a good answer.
Wow. Okay.
I read a lot of Star Trek books.
He cheated.
You read a lot of Star Trek.
He cheated.
Yeah.
He cheated. He reprogrammed the simulation.
He cheated.
He's the only one that beat the no-win.
He studied.
He's the only one that beat the no-win scenario.
Okay. Dad.
Yes.
This one, I think I should ask Chris because he can say it in your sleep.
Okay, you can ask Chris.
Chris!
Okay, I get Albie's question.
What actress turned down the role of 7 of 9 four times?
I guess Jeri Ryan?
Correct.
Jeri Lynn Zimmerman Ryan, the future Mrs. Burge. If she really goes downhill and has a lot of bad luck.
The Jeri Ryan in your dreams, Burge.
Yes. Get in line. All right. So now it's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
That.
Yes.
Who is Jonathan Arthur played by?
Jonathan Arthur? I don't know him.
Archer. Archer. I can't read.
Someone I've met 3 or 4 times. And it's not Christopher DeFilippo. So I'm going to go with Scotty Bax. Scott Bakula.
We just call him Scott.
Scott. I call him up. I say, hey, Siri, call Scott. He says, why are you calling me? How'd you get this number?
Why did you waylay me in the lobby of the MC Theater?
Why did you block the door?
Hi, I'm Albie.
I came all the way here on a train.
So bubbly in front of me.
24 hours on a train. I'm not going to let you go without saying hi.
Okay.
We'll know where to stand.
Chris!
Okay. Scott Bakula.
What famous character was named after a pilot Gene Roddenberry had met during World War II?
Oh, I know this one. It's a famous character. It's not just like a guest character on the original series. Uh-huh. But a famous character. Montgomery Scott.
Nope.
I would guess Janet Lester.
Nope.
He met a Khan Noonien Singh?
That one?
I don't know.
Wow.
That's just crazy.
I feel like I heard that at some point.
I heard the story, but I didn't remember the who.
That's crazy to be true.
Khan Noonien Singh. I wonder if somebody's grandfather's Khan Noonien Singh. Eugenics were all over again. Whose turn now?
Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah, who?
Dad!
Okay.
Which Star Trek movie featured the first entirely CG set sequence in film history?
Chris Steele.
Oh, yeah. I think we both know this one. Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. It's the part with the Genesis device. The explanation.
I'm just going to take your word on the seat, but it is The Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
It is. Chris, that's the first computer animation ever in a motion picture.
Wow.
It happens to be one of the best motion pictures of all time.
Chris!
Go for it.
What is Majel Barrett's, I think I said that right.
Majel
Barrett's first role on Star Trek?
Number one.
Correct!
Number one.
Dad!
Yes?
What is the Klingon homeworld?
I want to say Klingon. Praxis is its moon, but I want to say Klingon.
Chris Steele.
Chris Steele. I got it wrong.
Chris Steele.
Oh, correct. Yes.
Correct.
Okay. You're right.
Dad, no wait, Chris.
All right.
What type of fish does Captain Picard keep in his ready room?
What do they call that fish? Is that like a... I don't know. A fighting fish.
Dad, would you like to steal?
I know the name. The name of the fish is Livingston. But I don't know what kind of fish. What did you say? A fighting fish? Those are betas, right?
Beta fish. Yeah, I guess.
What is it? We both got it wrong?
Yep. Every single time. It's a lionfish.
Oh,
lion.
out right there.
Yeah, I don't know. My fish, I guess.
That makes two of us.
Okay, we're not good at, what is it called? Marine biology, I guess?
Sure, ichthyologists. We're not ichthyologists.
Ichthyologists, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you very
much.
There
we go.
Okay. We're not good ichthyologists.
Dad.
Yes.
Which Star Trek character was trapped in the transporter buffer for 75 years?
Montgomery Scott.
Correct.
The episode was Relics, and it was a good one. I like it in Chris Dahl.
Yeah, it's a dumb episode.
Did you read the book? It's a good book.
It's a waste of Scotty. Why would I read a book of a bad episode? Stop it.
It's an audio book, too. Read by James Doohan.
Yeah, and when he reads data like he's just some sort of automaton with no emotion.
He does. He never watched the series.
Wow. It's like people who call the doctor on Voyager EMH.
Yep. It's the doctor.
What?
Okay, whose turn?
Okay. Chris!
Okay.
What is Mr. Chekhov's first name?
Pavel.
Do you know his middle name?
Pavel Andreyevich Chekhov, I think.
Awesome.
Correct.
That one I knew too.
Correct.
Rank? Admiral.
Dad.
Yes.
What is Captain Kirk's middle name?
Tiberius.
Correct.
But when you abbreviate it, it's an R.
I get that one.
I don't know.
I guess I'm cultured.
Yeah, you are cultured. You're Trek cultured. No, wait, Trek Exploration. That's a different channel.
I was going to say, we're name dropping other shows now.
We love their channel.
Okay. Let's see. Chris.
Okay, Tiberius.
Which Star Trek captain loves baseball?
Benjamin Sisko.
Correct.
Very good, very good. I knew that one.
Dad.
Yes.
What medical condition did William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy both suffer as a result of standing too close
tinnitus.
To a special effect explosion? Correct.
Tinnitus, yep. Tinnitus.
Oh, was that on the Gorn planet?
I think it happened separately in their old, like, westerns they used to do.
Oh.
Yeah, there wasn't laws or safety back then.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember hearing about William Shatner's, but I didn't know Leonard Nimoy had it too.
Huh, interesting. Chris!
Go for it.
Who was Spock's mother?
Spock's mother was Winona Ryder.
Very true. Very true.
Spock's mother was... I'm trying to remember the name of the actress from the original series. Obviously it's Amanda, but I'm trying to figure... Oh, what was her name?
Was it who played her? Or who is she?
Yeah,
the character.
Remember who played her.
The character.
Yeah, Amanda.
What's the last name?
Amanda Grayson. Amanda
Correct.
Grayson.
Right, which is the mother of Robin from Batman and Robin, right?
No, I think that's Martha.
Oh, Martha Grayson?
No, that's Batman's mom.
Oh, the one with the pearls.
Right.
Oh, she danced with the devil in the pale moonlight.
It happens.
I do remember that. Okay, so you got it right.
Okay.
Who played her? She was very famous.
Jane Whitehead.
That's it.
Jane Whitehead.
And Winona Ryder.
And Winona Ryder.
Very good. From Stranger Things and Beetlejuice. And Edward Scissorhands. And Heathers. Okay,
yeah.
My turn.
Heathers.
Huh. Okay, what's my question?
Okay. Dad.
Yes.
Which Star Trek series has a female chief engineer?
Star Trek Voyager, B'Elanna Torres, half Klingon, half human.
Correct!
Okay.
Chris, did you know that one?
I did.
Okay.
Chris knows a lot.
He's a little cultured.
He's very, very cultured.
I didn't know Khan.
Khan!
I didn't know the Yorktown.
No, I only missed two. That's not bad at a 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I think Dad's already missed like 25.
Something like that. Quite a bit.
Okay. Chris!
Yeah?
Which chief medical officer is a Dedo Blanc.
What?
I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Spell it. Or say it again.
D-E-N-O-B-U-L-A-N.
Denoblian.
Denoblian.
Denoblian?
Oh, Denoblian. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, Denoblian.
can you read the question again?
Which chief medical officer is a Denoblian?
Oh, that would be Dr. Flock.
Correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
Optimism!
Okay. Dad.
Yes.
Which Star Trek captain was forced to impersonate a historical figure to preserve the timeline?
That would be one Benjamin Sisko, and he played Gabriel Bell, and that was last year, not too long ago.
Yup.
All right.
Chris.
Yes.
What character asks Data if he is fully fictional? Functional, sorry.
He's both. Who could it be?
I wonder who this might be. That would have to be the late Tasha Yar.
Yes.
She hasn't gotten it yet.
It was either going to be that or who was the guy from Measure of a Man?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
I don't know his character's name. I forget. We got to get to that episode. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Okay.
Okay, me?
Dad.
Yes.
Who was the first Kelplian?
Kelplian?
Yeah.
Kelpian?
Kelpian?
Okay.
To enter Starfleet.
Kelpian. That would be Mr. Saru.
Correct.
Woo! We got a disco.
I swear to God, I could not remember what a Kelpian was.
Oh, I just knew because Giorgio eats Kelpian all the time.
I think I just blocked it out.
Chris!
Yeah.
What were the last words of the last episode of Star Trek the original series?
The last words of the last episode?
Yes.
Wow.
If you don't got it, Dad can steal.
I don't think I know.
Okay.
He was talking about Janice Lester, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And bitches be crazy.
I think it was something like that.
No. Dad, do you want to steal?
I'm just going to guess if she'd only been born a man.
No.
Okay, what was it?
If only anybody knew. Okay.
If only anybody knew?
If only.
Oh, if only?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I did not know that. Now I do.
Dad.
Yes.
Who was originally offered the role of Spock?
Oh. I've heard this.
I'm scratching my ear. What was the question?
Who was originally offered the role of Spock?
This is for me or Chris?
This is for you, Dad.
Okay.
That's for you, Al.
Oh, I can picture him. Oh. I want to say Danny Thomas. Who is it?
Martin Landau.
Martin Landau, okay.
Yep.
Did you know that one, Chris?
No, I knew it was somebody that showed up on later 70s stuff.
Mission Impossible, right?
I never remembered Martin Landau. I never would have remembered it. Did he go on to, like, Mission Impossible?
Mission Impossible, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which Chris?
Yes, which Chris? This Chris.
Chris.
Yes.
Which species was the first to discover warp drive?
Which species was the first to discover warp drive?
Uh-huh.
That we know of, I would guess.
I was going to say, how can we say that?
Yeah, because it's an infinite multiverse.
Well, I mean, if you go with that stupid Bajoran solar ship, which apparently somehow went to warp, even though it was made of wood and tinfoil. You know what? I'm going to say Bajorans.
Nope. Dad.
Well, I don't think the Bajoran ship went to warp, so I'll give Chris another chance.
Chris, got another chance.
the first species to discover warp drive. I know it's going to be something stupid like the Vulcans, but I know that's not true. So, but that might be the answer.
Is that what they're looking for?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. My phone's about to die.
They didn't discover warp drive. They're just the first warp-capable species.
Right.
That we met after we discovered warp drive.
Exactly. That's a well actually. So you get a well actually bonus.
That's a bad question.
You get a well actually bonus, Chris.
Yeah.
And we, you know, I mean.
Exactly.
Right.
Well actually.
The Klingons had it too, I guess.
Yeah, and how do we know who got it first?
Exactly.
Okay, what's my question?
Okay. Dad.
Yes.
According to Klingon mythology,
yes.
What is the place where all life began?
Really? Really? Oh, the center of the galaxy? The Great Barrier? No, that's probably wrong, right?
Yeah.
Can I?
Chris is sealed.
I guess.
Chris.
Based on what Cybok said, did they call it Chakri?
No. That was the Vulcan heaven, right?
Alright.
What was the Klingon heaven then? That's a good thought process.
We know what the Klingon afterlife is.
Oh, QE2? QE2? Is that it?
Something yeah, what like you're that? Trying to say, yes.
Did I get it, kinda?
Kaltu.
Okay.
What? Okay. Kaltu?
No, Kaltu.
Chris, what's Penny's last name on Big Bang Theory?
She doesn't have one until she becomes Penny Hofstadter.
Good answer.
Good answer.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Freddy we were thinking about earlier. It that today. I saw like a Pinterest meme and it showed everybody's full names and then just Penny.
Right, and as a matter of fact, they do have an envelope with her name on it, but it's not supposed to be canon. You weren't supposed to be able to see it.
What was
it? But
this?
Now that everything is super HD.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Morgan. Let's go Morgan.
Morgan. Ding, 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 ding. I don't
Penelope
know.
Penelope Morgan.
Penelope Morgan.
Penelope Putinesca.
Yeah. How about Penelope Bijan?
Okay.
Okay. Who's turn now?
Okay. Chris.
Okay.
Thanks to Trek fans, NASA named a space shuttle Enterprise. What was it going to be called before?
I believe it was the Endeavor.
Nope.
No, Discovery.
Nope.
Okay, never mind.
Dad, do you want to steal?
I know that it was the Enterprise, but it was going to be something before the Enterprise?
Uh-huh.
This is the joke answer. It doesn't count. I'm going to say Garbage Scow. No.
Thanks to Trek fans, NASA named a space shuttle after Enterprise.
But before
what was that space shuttle supposed to be called before they called it Enterprise?
Let's go with the Yorktown.
Chris, you got one last guess?
The Endeavor.
Nope.
What was it?
Constitution.
Interesting. I did not know that. Alrighty.
Now, Dad.
Yes.
Which Trek actor was shot 6 times on D-Day?
Ooh, I know this one. James Doohan.
Yes.
I know this because if you watch the original series, he's always holding something in his hand because he's missing a finger. Because it got shot off.
Got shot off, man.
That was one tough guy.
That's crazy.
He wasn't messing around.
No.
He's like, after I got shot 6 times, I'm going to be on Star Trek.
Yep. I think that's why he got the role, maybe. Gene Roddenberry is like, okay.
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 Chris!
Yes?
Which next-gen species was meant to be introduced as a replacement for Klingons as a major enemy?
Oh, that was the Ferengi.
Correct.
Yeah, I would.
So silly.
So you're telling me there's Ferengi Borg out there? If they only rejected the Kazon?
Yeah, they gotta be Ferengi Borg, right?
That is crazy.
I gotta see one.
You think they walk like that with their arms waving?
Yeah,
depending on
which ring you get, right?
Yeah. I'm doing the wavy arm thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we're recording us.
Okay.
So they can see us, and I'm just holding my phone close to the.
They know how handsome he is. They know how handsome he is.
Yeah.
Okay, whose turn? My turn.
Dad!
Yes.
Which Star Trek character was labeled unknown sample and discovered by Bajoran scientists?
That would be Odo.
Correct.
Chris knew that one.
Chris!
Odo.
Chris! Chris! Chris!
Just ask a question.
According to results from the 2013 Star Trek convention, what was the 7th best Star Trek film ever?
The 7th best?
Yes.
And what year was this?
2013.
Seventh best. I gotta go. I'm probably gonna go one, two. That would be the second one. Seventh best. There are 10 in here, and then the third. So I got 13 to choose from. Smack dab in the middle of it all, we'll say The Search for Spock.
Nope.
Three.
Nope.
I'm gonna go with, if I had to guess, I would say Insurrection.
Nope.
Okay, well.
Galaxy Quest.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, all right. Next question.
Okay. Dad.
Yes.
What was the first ship James T. Kirk served on?
Oh, I should know this.
Yep, you should.
I know Chris knows this. Give me 30 seconds. I can probably think.
Yeah, when he doesn't got it, I'll pass it to you, Chris.
Because he's in Strange New Worlds now. He's on that ship. Yorktown.
Chris?
Farragut.
Yes.
I knew Chris knew that one.
Chris?
And I think Albie just gave me that one.
No, I couldn't remember.
No, he was honestly confused.
Aren't I always?
I could tell by his face. Chris!
Yeah, I'll be in the Farragut.
What ship is Sulu assigned when he's promoted to captain?
Fly report then, the Excelsior.
Correct!
That one I did know. Okay.
That!
Yes.
Which infamous episode of the Next Gen narration is considered the series' worst?
Oh, I'm gonna go Code of Honor.
Nope. Chris?
What?
Wait, okay, so say it again?
Okay. Which infamous episode of the Next Generation?
I think that's infamous.
It's infamous.
He's so famous, he's infamous. Okay.
Infamous.
Let's read it again so he has a good chance.
Which infamous episode of The Next Generation is considered the series' worst?
And it's not Code of Honor?
Nope.
Son of a gun. All right.
I have a second guess, but let Chris go.
Okay.
We'll alternate.
Chris.
And we're talking Next Gen here.
Yes.
We can
keep going. What?
Sub Rosa?
Nope. Dad.
Masks.
Nope. Chris.
Start naming episodes.
Yes. I like Sub Rosa.
We're gonna keep going until you guys name it.
I like Sub Rosa.
Chris?
Man,
it's difficult.
Wait,
I said Rascals.
Oh, Rascals.
Oh, Dad, no.
I like Rascals. I'm gonna say Dark Page.
Nope, Chris.
A Fistful of Datas.
Nope. Dad.
I think he was right with A Fistful of Datas.
Nope. Dad.
Oh, man. The one where Alexander's in the hot tub with Loxana. I give up.
Chris? Name as many as you got.
The dolphin.
Nope. Any more?
Nope.
No.
Shades of Grey.
Oh, the clip show. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was bad. That's I don't even first. Count that as an episode. So, yeah.
I think that's infamous. I think Code of Honor is infamous.
Yeah, I'd say Code of Honor. That's a well actually. Chris gets a well actually.
Well actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
Actually, it's not well actually. It's actually.
Oh, actually.
Actually.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Who gets it?
Wait.
Is it me? Who is it?
Okay. Okay, now, Chris, this question's for you. Because you did the question before that question. So then Dad did that one, now you do the next one.
Okay.
Alright.
What type of pet does Captain Archer have on Enterprise?
He's got Porthos the Beagle.
Correct.
Aww.
Can't eat cheese.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't do well with cheese.
Dad.
Yes.
Which character has appeared in more episodes than any other in all of Star Trek history?
Lieutenant Commander Worf.
Yup. Chris.
Michael Burnham.
He might be right. They might need to update the quiz.
That's funny. Okay. Chris.
Okay, go for it.
When was Star Trek the motion picture released?
1979.
Correct.
Wow.
Dad.
Yes.
What speech is given at the start of each episode? You have to say the whole thing.
Space.
Oh.
The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, seek out new life and new civilizations, and to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Okay, next question.
Yes.
Chris.
How many portions of orange?
Now she's laughing. How many questions are there?
70 plus.
70? Okay.
Plus.
All right.
Okay, we're almost there then.
Yeah. Okay, Chris.
Go for it.
What actor from Star Trek, the original series, lost his right middle finger during World War II?
Well, we already know this. It's Scotty. Jamie Doohan.
Ding, correct. Ding, 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 ding.
Dad.
Yes.
Which TNG actor was so convinced the show would fail, they never bothered to unpack their bags for over a month?
Ooh, that could be two people. I'm gonna go.
You'll have to pick one, though.
I'm gonna go with Patrick Stewart.
Correct.
Okay, the other one was Marina Sirtis, but I think it's Patrick
Stewart. Yeah, I would have said Marina.
Yeah, she seems the type. Okay, Chris, right?
You have five more questions.
Five more questions. This is for all.
For five questions.
This is for all the Gold Press Platinum. Hey, Chris, where can people find us?
They can find us youtube.com/@trexploration. They can also find us at trexploration.com. They can, where else, Albie? Patreon.com/trexploration.
Yeah, those are the big ones. And
those ones then.
What's coming up next?
Wait, I thought we had five more questions are coming up next.
Oh yeah, but this is where before the finale.
I see. Okay, yeah. Come. Not Code of Honor. Is it Code of Honor?
No. What is it? It's
it's a dumb Klingon episode.
Heart of Glory.
I don't know, you were up there.
Heart of Glory.
Heart of Glory.
Yes,
Heart of Darkness.
Man has gone before.
And where no man has gone before.
So make sure you like and subscribe and ring that bell. Now, for the final questions, whose turn is it?
It's Chris's.
Chris's turn.
Trek famously reuses actors in many alien roles. Who was the first to play? Is that a repeat?
That's a repeat. Try again.
Okay. Four questions left. The last one, Chris needs to answer them.
Okay, so figure out the math on that.
Dad, you do this question.
Okay.
Captain Picard played a flute in an episode...
The Inner Light.
The Next Generation that went up for auction in 2006.
Oh, okay.
How much money did it go for?
I'm going to say $40,000.
Close, but no. Chris.
$42,000.
Nope. Close. Dad.
$47,000.
Correct.
Wow. No way.
Yeah.
That means a Trekkie had so much money, he just wanted to bid $47,000 to buy that. The $1.98 tin penny whistle. with a fringe on top.
Chris.
Yeah.
How many different characters has Jeffrey Combs played in Star Trek? In the Star Trek universe?
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so now I have to. All right, how many different characters? So Jeffrey Combs played Shran on. So he was an Andorian on Enterprise. He also played a Ferengi on Enterprise. I don't know if that Ferengi was named.
Run?
On Enterprise. I'm talking
about
Enterprise.
Okay, you're right.
Ethan was also on that one.
You're right.
And I think Clint Howard as well.
Yep.
Then he played Brunt of the FFC, FT, the Ferengi Commerce guy.
Yep.
He played another Ferengi as well. That wasn't Brunt. So he was another Ferengi in DS9. Then he played Wayoon.
Wayoon. And did,
right.
Do the clones count as extra, or I don't know?
I guess like they were like 9 Wayoons, I think, yeah. Or 7 Wayoons.
I don't think those count.
So Wayoon though was a, I'm trying to remember the species that Wayoon was. He was the founder.
He was a founder, yeah.
Is it Vorta? He was a Vorta.
No kill eye.
Not Horta, Vorta.
Oh, Vorta, okay.
Then after that, did he play any other species that I'm aware of? Did he appear in Voyager? I'm not really sure.
Dad, can I help you out with this one?
I don't think he did.
Okay, and then again, then Enterprise, he was Shran. I was going chronological order. And then did he ever show up in the new Trek? I don't think he did. So that was it. So I think so. The species that he played were like 7 kinds of Ferengi, the Vorta, and Andorian. So I'm gonna say 3.
The answer was 8.
Like characters or
characters?
Species?
Characters.
All right, I think I named 8.
I think you got it. We're gonna say yes.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they have them listed there?
What?
What?
Do they have them listed?
Oh, does it say?
No. It just says 8.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Dad.
Yes.
What character was adopted by the Vulcan ambassador Sarek?
Michael Burnham.
Yes. Now, Chris, for the final question.
Michael Burnham.
For the final question. This one I created in my own brain. But I know this one like the back of my hand. But it's a Voyager question.
Uh-oh.
Can do it.
Okay, you can do it. When you first play the episode Spirit Folk of Voyager season 6 episode 6, I think
that sounds about right.
Yeah. What is the first opening line by Paris?
Spirit Folk?
Yeah.
Paris. I say? I ain't afraid no ghost.
Was that the last question?
I'm right.
This?
Right.
What?
I got that right.
No.
Obviously. I would say pretty close.
Pretty close. Are you ready? Dad, would you like to steal?
Well, I know this one because I know
Yeah, you Chris. Know. You got one last chance.
Austin makes me feel good.
Austin makes me feel good.
No. Are you ready?
Okay.
Got no more guesses?
No, I don't know.
How can you guess?
There's coffee in that nebula.
Oh, yes, coffee in the nebula.
Okay. Are you ready for the final answer?
Yes.
Get out of the way!
Get out of the way. Honk, honk, honk. Get out of the way.
Okay.
And then the last sentence, I think I know this. The last sentence said by, I forget his character's name. The guy that says the last thing before the opening sequence of that Voyager episode.
Oh, the guy with the mustache?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but he says, Saints preserve us.
Saints preserve us? Can you tell she likes the episode?
I guess. Okay. Were they in Fairhaven at that point?
Is there any
they were in Fairhaven.
Is there any more questions on that thing?
Let me double check.
We need one last good question.
One last good question.
Whatever you got to do.
Not good?
No, they're all good. They're all good.
Okay.
But like one final question that Chris has a chance to answer.
One final question.
Yes. And then we'll let you go because it's been 57 minutes, which is perfect for our...
57 minutes is a perfect time for a podcast.
Perfect time for a podcast. Okay. So, before we let Chris go and spend lovely time with the lovely Laura and the critical Crystal and the precocious Penny. One more question. She's Googling Star Trek questions right now.
Yeah.
This is real time, folks. We're live, and we're live.
And we're live.
And we're live. I'd like to say thank you to Captain Charles and the Omnipotent Willer.
The Omnipotent Willer.
All of our other Trek explorers, including Listen Linda, our cadet, and our Lieutenant Commander, Scott Seligman. Scott's the Lieutenant Commander?
Yep.
Cosplay Dad. Cosplay Dad's still hanging around?
Yep.
Yep.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
And I think Willard has become a cadet as well now.
The awesome.
Willard is also
cadet,
I believe.
Well,
I'm not getting the notifications on the Patreon like I used to because of the new phone and all, but...
He's omnipotent, so he's everywhere.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
So thank you again, Willard.
Thank you for our support. Your support.
Okay, last question.
Christopher.
Chris.
Yes.
All right.
What is the purpose of the Vulcan ritual... Kolinar.
The Kolinar is to purge all emotion.
Correct!
Ding, 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 ding. Thank you for being a contestant on Gold Press Lightning Cab.
I'm gonna give Albie one last bonus question.
Ooh!
Okay.
What stopped Spock from achieving Kolinar?
Oh. I'm going to say it was V'ger.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Woo! I read the book.
Ah.
Woo! You thought you were going to get me.
All right. This was fantastic, guys.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Trexploration.
Trexploration.
Of love.
I'm Chris.
I'm Albie.
And I'm Serenity.
And we'll see you next time.
Next time.
Bye. Bye.